You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We're talking NFL now. What's the team, name the team that you've been thinking wasn't a playoff team last year but will be a playoff team this year? And then on the flip side, the team that made the postseason last year that you think doesn't make the postseason this year. There's a team that I really want to go out on a limb, and I think when we get to our NFL prediction segment the first week of September, leading into the first NFL weekend of the year, I'm going to predict a lot more wins than their over under total for the upcoming season. By the way, phone lines are open, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Your surprise pick for a team to be drastically improved going from no playoffs to playoffs, and your pick that has a team dropping from playoff from last year, positioning to out of it this year. I really want to say the Giants. I know I've been wrong on them so many times. They just have a good roster. They have had terrible quarterback play. And quarterback play means everything. And Russell Wilson, you know, the latest in recent, you know, iteration of Russell Wilson is not overly impressive. And I'm not a big Jackson Dart guy. I know that people are raving about him. I want to see it in the regular season. I thought he threw a lot of balls to the other team often. But the Giants roster is legit, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, they have star players. Dexter Lawrence is one of the best. Clearly, we've got to see Abdul Carter as a rookie. The talent is there. And then, you know, guys like Burns and Okereke. I love their linebackers. McFadden, just players. You know, it's hard to even mention Thibodeau, but he's still a talent. They added Holland from Miami to their defensive backfield. They're good defensively. And offensively, they've got an absolute elite-level talent at wide receiver. Elite level. We saw it in Week 2 last year, how good Malik Nabers is going to be. I mean, with no quarterback play, he caught 109 balls last year with, by the way, missed two games. In 15 games, 109 receptions for 1,204 yards and 7 touchdowns without a quarterback. I mean, who were the Giants' quarterbacks last year? Daniel Jones, Tommy DeVito, Drew Locke. Hold on. Was Drew Lock on the Giants last year? Didn't we face Drew Lock in one of the games? No, Daniel Jones twice. Jones, Lock, DeVito, Tim Boyle. All played quarterback. And Neighbors had 109 catches for 1,204 yards. I mean, legit elite-level talent. But that's not my pick. Because there's an easier one. It's the 49ers. The 49ers were 6-11 last year because they were a banged-up football team. Totally agree with Bill Barnwell on Robert Saleh's return and what he will mean. They have so many superstar players. Yes, yeah, some of them are getting older and some of them can't stay healthy, including the guy they dealt, Deebo Samuel. But if Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams, George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk comes back, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, Jair Brown, Lenore in the secondary. They lost
Ward.
Ward and the safety.
Oh, Tuataloa Hufanga.
Losing Hufanga was big for them. But they still have, I just listed five legitimate A-level players. Well-coached, easiest schedule on paper, if that means anything. The 49ers are my pick for the team that didn't make the postseason last year to make the postseason this year. It's kind of like Barnwell doing what he did with the Chargers, because of injuries the year before. So that's my pick for elevation into the postseason from not postseason. My pick for a team to drop out of the postseason, and I think this will be a big drop. I love Kevin O'Connell. I think Brian Flores is an excellent defensive coordinator. I think the Vikings have talent. I'm just not a big J.J. McCarthy guy. I may turn around on him. I haven't seen him play an NFL game that matters. He was hurt all last year. I think there's a chance he could be Sam Darnold, but Darnold really had limitations that just caught up with them, late in the year. I could see Minnesota easily going from a 14-win team to an 8 or a 9-win team and missing the postseason.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Those are my two selections. Max, what are yours? And phone lines are open for your team that's going to be up and overachieve and your team that's going to be down and underachieve. Go ahead.
So the team that I like to kind of take a step forward this year is one that people have kind of been picking across league circles. It's the New England Patriots. I really like it was tough last year. with Gerard Mayo and all them. Like they said they saw him as the future, and that was quickly turned around. But Vrabes, man, he is a war dog. Like he'll go to battle for anyone and everything. I think he's got that locker room in tip top shape. I really like what they did in the draft. I think Travion Henderson is going to have a really, really strong year. I think they're going to be doing running back by committee a little bit. So we'll see how that goes, but I really like the addition of Will Campbell. I think Drake May will take a step forward. So the New England Patriots are going to be my team that takes a step forward. And then my team that takes a step back.
By the way, 3-14 to the postseason.
Yeah.
That's it. Like Diana was on with us last week, was it? And she likes New England to take the big jump. But you're talking about probably a 6-7 game improvement, to make the postseason. I'm not against you. I'm a massive Vrabel fan, but go ahead.
Yeah, so that's kind of the team that I think is going to take a step forward. And I think this is a lot of it's hinging on how Drake May kind of looks going forward. But I'm pretty confident in Mike Vrabel and what he's proven to be able to do. The team that steps back is coming out of the NFC West, and it's going to be the Los Angeles Rams. This entire kind of preseason, and especially the past few weeks, a lot of stuff has been made about Matthew Stafford's health and a lot of the chamber or whatever, the glass table that they put him on with like magnets and stuff that is supposed to make him feel good with the red light and all that. We're doing the junk science bit. I'm out. I can't do it. If Stetson Bennett comes in there and looks great, credit to him.
Is he the backup?
I know he's on the roster.
I thought
Jimmy.
Was
yeah, the you're right. Jimmy G is the backup. Stetson Bennett's the third string. But Davante Adams, noted Jimmy G hater. So we'll see how that goes in LA. So yeah, the Rams are going to be my team that I think kind of falls off. But it all hinges on the health of Matthew Stafford going forward.
I like the Rams roster. I think Nacua is elite. I think clearly adding Davante Adams to go with Nacua. Health is everything. Remember, when they started slowly last year, they were decimated with injuries. Stafford, to me, is what this is all about. If Matt Stafford is upright and plays the majority of games, I see them winning double-digit games.
Sure.
I think defensively, Jared Verse is an absolute star, as is, by the way, Braden Fisk. They've got really good players defensively, and we know how well-coached they are with Sean. So if the quarterback's out, it's a 6-11 season, or maybe 7-10 with Jimmy G. If the quarterback's healthy, I could easily see them being a 1 seed, or certainly like a 2 or 3 seed in the NFC playoffs.
I like
Rams are your pick to take a step back. Vikings for me. Patriots is your pick to take the step up from non-playoffs to playoffs. The 49ers are for me, but man, I think the Giants have a chance to be a real big surprise this year. All right, if you're on hold, Vincent, Andy, Robert, I see you. We've got a line open as well if you want to weigh in, 301-230-0980. Who's that team you've been talking about is going to make a big jump and surprise people, go from non-playoffs to playoffs? And what about the flip side to that, the team that takes a major step back? Your call's next.
All right, here's what's happening on this Wednesday, August 20th. Mike Garofolo has said that there is certainly interest in Brian Robinson Jr. from other teams. The big question they're asking is why he fell out of favor with the Commanders. And they're weighing the options if it's going to be better for the teams if they wait for a release or if it's better to just do a trade. Dan Quinn said at his postgame presser on Monday that he is certainly someone we respect a lot, end quote. And according to multiple reports across the NFL, many teams are calling around the league looking to acquire a veteran wide receiver. Teams interested include the Minnesota Vikings, the San Francisco 49ers, New York Jets, and New England Patriots. Plus, the Washington Nationals are bringing up number one overall pick Eli Willits to High A Fredericksburg and could make his debut as soon as tomorrow. Speaking of the Nats, they fall to the Mets by a score of 8-1. The woes continue for Jake Irvin as he gives up 5 runs in the third inning and one more in the sixth for good measure. David Peterson with a strong outing for the Mets as he goes 8 innings, giving up only 1 run. They will continue their series versus the Mets tonight. Brad Lord on the mound versus Kodai Senga. First pitch at 6:45 for the Nats. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15 on the Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1, and you can catch Denton's Office throughout all the football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.